too bad, of course, but mm-hmm. I never thought that that was...
I think it's great.
That was true.
I think our sons missed not having having sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's great if a person can have, because you don't always have the choice,
yeah,
have both, because now we were brought up with boys and girls. I have a brother who's only 18 months older than I am, and then an older brother. And I never knew the difference. And I think it's great for kids mm-hmm. to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm. I think it is.
And
good.
I say, all of us were on that sleeping porch.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't say anything about it at all. And now every little fella has to have his own room.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it isolates them.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't teach them to actually adjust to other... I realize that what the difference is in this grandson I told you about. He does not adjust to confusion and noise
mm-hmm.
because he's an only child. Mm-hmm. In fact, he and his father lived alone until just recently. And I think it's great for big families to...
Mm-hmm.
If you can't get along at home, you don't get along anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's probably true. Yeah. I think it makes it more difficult.
I really think it does.
Yeah, I think it does. Or even if, like my brother's wife is not an only child, but she's very much younger than the next one, and they were gone.
Mm-hmm.
They were already off. And
it's like in the two families.
And she finds it very confusing around.
Well, you are used to a big family, like 4th of July, we have 18.
Mm-hmm.
And we all seem to thoroughly enjoy it, and we're blessed with daughter-in-laws that don't mind it either. We have two sons that come and go a lot, and this other son misses it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a big treat when he can come home, but of course there's not a thing in this part of the world he can do in Arkansas. So it's a treat for him to come home at least once a year or twice a year. And he likes the confusion and noise
mm-hmm.
and misses it.
Well, let me ask you back to this house. How was it heated?
Just space heaters,
mm-hmm.
regular space heaters, a little stove.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't heat the parlor.
Oh,
there was no stove in there, no,
oh.
because you didn't use it that much. See, so mm-hmm. you couldn't waste the gas.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
and quite often the bedrooms were not heated
mm-hmm.
because of that reason.
Mm-hmm.
You had a stove in the dining room, which is actually, I guess you could almost say that's almost like a what we use now, like this,
uh-huh.
on the dining room, and the kitchen was always, of course, hot.
Mm-hmm.
Many times you dressed in those two rooms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, now, did you have any fireplaces in?
Not in that house.
Not in that house.
Mm-mm. Did in the next houses.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Later on, and after I was out about 11, we did.
Mm-hmm.
Most all the houses had fireplaces. Possibly, you had only about two kinds of houses, I'd think, then, Mary, and that was the kind that we lived in. Then the kind that you're talking about with the huge rooms and the fireplaces.
Oh, yeah.
And
uh-huh.
I think you did.
Yeah.
You've seen in your studies the change in people's living habits that people on a moderate income can afford better houses now. But in those days, you had just about two kinds.
Mm-hmm. It was either
bigger. You had a real big house or you didn't. And then by the time I was becoming teenager is when it started coming into where, you know, you could afford to get a better house and so on like that. More like other people had, really. But at that time, no, we didn't have, when I was really a small child.
Mm-hmm.
As I remember, I don't think there was a fireplace in our block.
Mm-hmm.
Most all the houses were about that same type of houses.
Mm-hmm. When houses that had fireplaces, or even now, the open place in the front of the fireplace, you call that the open place on the floor that would have like brick or stone or something in it.
The hearth.
Yeah.
Yeah, hearth.
Yeah. And then the smoke goes out through on the outside.
Oh.
House,
what are you thinking? The vent? The chimney?
Yeah.
Chimney.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The questions are so simple that
you
can't believe they're that simple. And then in a fireplace, those metal things that people lay the logs across are called?
Well, in the old days, they were called dog irons.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear that? I don't think we ever called them that. I'm trying to think we did. Now, I got that word dog irons from my mother-in-law because she gave those to me that we have in ours, and they belong to her folks. She called them dog irons. What are they called? I don't even know.